This is Rage, radio against global ecocide, radio that chooses to fight back. Today on the show, Max Wilbert, music by Nomadic War Machine and Big Duty Roo. This is Rage, building a community of resistance, one podcast at a time. Hello and welcome to Rage, Radio Against Global Ecocide, coming to you from occupied Amiskwisi, Wisconsin. I'm your host, Seymour Life. I want to remind everyone of the DGR events going on this month. In solidarity with Pine Ridge, DGR Great Plains announces action at White Clay on June 9th. Deep Green Resistance also presents a Culture of Resistance East Coast Road Tour, building a culture of resistance from the grassroots up, June 16th to 30th. For more information on these events, check out deepgreenresistance.org. Today, on the show, Max Wilbert expresses his joy for life and his desire to protect those he loves, both human and non-human.
This morning, the sun rose through a veil of clouds on the eastern horizon. The day was cold but not crisp, spring not fall. There was a tickle in my throat, a reminder of a late night the previous evening. I woke in bed. There was sleep in my eyes. They felt crusted shut. We cooked a big breakfast, bacon and eggs with cheese, onions, and zucchini. We would need the energy. Throwing the last of our gear into small bags, we mounted our bikes and rode down the driveway and into the street. The air stung my hands through thin gloves. Our route wound south through town, then the more sparse houses on the outskirts. The road wound through the first of the hills, climbing steadily among maples and firs clothed in mats of moss. The signs of settlement were few now, a stump here and there, the flash of a house through the trees. Streams bubbled through pipes and culverts under the road. Wings flashed among the needles, and birdsong wove through the air. Our pedals beat a steady cadence, wheels flashing as the sun rose higher and higher. The miles flowed steadily by. Far below the road, the sea was flashed and dotted with whitecaps. Emerald islands hung like jewels offshore, their enchantment broken by the oil tankers waiting to unload their spoils. Across the hills to the southwest, smoke rose from a hidden blight, a refinery, swallowing the oil, twisting and breaking it to nefarious purposes. This black substance, made deep in the heart of the earth, was not made for our hands. It was not made to be burned. But now it is stolen, again and again, day after day around the world. It is ripped out of the ground with such violence that the land bleeds. The people who lived on that land are no more. They are a shell of their former selves, or they are gone entirely. They are no longer allowed to guard the place of their birth. The people who would do this are twisted, ruined by their place. Like gears in a machine, each fulfills their role, quietly and peacefully sustaining the engine of war. For this is a war. It may not seem like one at times, but each house, each mall, each factory is one battle. Each new car, each new computer, each clear cut, each time the oil spills, each time it reaches its destination safely. It has gone on for so long it feels like the life here in this country. We ride a tidal wave that is sweeping aside the whole planet, content in ignorance. The time for ignorance is over. It is time to face the cold reality of our situation. This reality is not smiling. It will not pass quietly or easily through your gut. The pulsing, breathing heart of this world is seizing. Any dream to the contrary is just that. The illusion was shattered long ago for humans and non-humans around the planet. For the poor, for the third world, for the indigenous, this reality has walked in the door, uninvited and unannounced. Some choose to fight back. I am one of them. I will not stand by quietly and let this world pass. I will not allow this land to be torn to pieces. I mean to defend this home. There are many others out there, people who will fight, who will die to see that the land lives on. I will fight by their side. Whatever the battle, whatever the weapons, I will fight. And I mean to win. Too long have we been retreating, too long moving from forest to forest, holding off the saws for a month or a year, only to see the trees fall. Too long have we been back on our heels. We must strike back. This world will not stand by and wait. Every day more is lost. Every day they grow stronger. Every day capital grows, forests fall, and tribal people retreat. Now is the time to choose your side, your weapons, your battlefield. The enemy will stop at nothing to defend profit, to defend capital, to defend the industrial way of life. Every day they kill and torture. Every day they commit war crimes. And every day they ignore the blood on their hands.
Well, there's the law. And there's right. I'm gonna do what's right.
That was Nomadic War Machine with Some People Are Alive Because It's Illegal to Kill Them. When I listen to Max's beautiful words, it reminds me of what Arundhati Roy said at Earth at Risk late last fall, and that is only the privileged have the luxury of despair. There are many of those who are not able to choose to fight. This war has been thrust upon them. The greed of the privileged, of this industrial corporate culture, is forcing them off the land and destroying their cultures. It is time we set aside our privilege to realize we have nothing to lose but Earth and our humanity if we don't defend her. Like Lierre Keith says, love is a verb. Let it call you to action. This war has two sides. It is time we stand with those already fighting back. Taking us out is Big Duty Roo with Being Free. I hear rivers screaming, and I smell the blood of trees on the wind. The resistance needs you. Will you join us?
Still giving. This land is not. cold translucent clouds, sifting through a haze of hostile city light to arrive on your face. Anonymous and unhinged.